Dictation for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Faye Carter is a patient, date of birth 9/22/58, date of accident 5/13/2022, date of service is 11/17/2022. So this is a follow-up visit for 11/17/2022. Faye Carter is a patient who was involved in an automobile accident where she was T-boned on her driver's side. She was a resident driver. Her daughter was traveling with her, and it caused her pain in the neck and the lower back and both shoulders as major issues, along with headaches. The patient was found to have positive pathology in the MRIs, the cervical spine C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 disc herniation, as well as indenting of the ventral thecal sac and decreased intervertebral disc symptoms. In the lumbar spine, patient was found to have a bulging disc L1, L2, L3, L4, L4, L5, L5S1, causing neurological issues. But however, the patient does not report any radiation of the pain. She also does not report any weakness of the arms. She reports that her mood has improved and headaches are 50% better. Overall, the pains are reported to be between 7 and 9. ADLs are reported affected is around 9. 50% improvement in the symptoms overall is reported since the time of accident. History of the ADLs, patient reports that work and sleep are affected 8, enjoyment of life is affected 7, general activity and mood are affected 6. System review is as follows. The patient reports that she is suffering from headaches and difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, denies any symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, seizures, memory loss, or any other confusion, disorientation, balance problems. She also has no anxiety, depression, panic. And in the pain and numbness reports, lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and lower back pain, neck pain, and middle back pain, shoulder pain bilaterally, and some pain in the left hip is reported. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, the patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma but no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history. Full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination, blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from the previous visit of 10/11/2022, dictation number 1023-026, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue physical therapy for 3 times per week for the neck and mid-back, lower back, and shoulders. And patient remains disabled for, she's provided a light-duty job for 7 hours, 7 days, 10-pound lifting limit. No other disability is ordered. Labs are reviewed. The patient has one set of injection to the right shoulder, intra-articular, supraspinal, and infraspinal extending. It brought her some relief. However, the patient has pain in the neck and the lower back. And as we dictated earlier, the patient has problem in the herniated disc at C4-5 and C5-6, bulging disc at C6-7, and a herniated disc at L4, L5, and bulging disc at L1, L2, L3-4, and L5-S1. The patient has had many issues, medical issues, high blood pressure and all, and she could not schedule. One time she was very sick when she came. So her procedure was continuously postponed, and now she is advised to return. She also has involvement of the sacroiliac joint, which need to be helped. And so the patient will return in 30 days for follow-up, and procedure will be scheduled. Thank you.